This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
So the communist decided years ago that they would infiltrate our schools and infiltrate our universities. And I think that most of us would agree that that has occurred. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. I run an organization called SeekingEducationalExcellence.org. And one of the things that we know, that we have figured out, is that there is no education system in America. It is indeed indoctrination. And if you believe your kids are getting educated, you are sadly mistaken. They are being told, taught how to hate this country. All the things that make you want to feel good about something are being eroded right before your very eyes. And the best thing that could happen to education in America is happening right now. The left don't even realize what they're doing. They're giving us a break. They're saying, hey, bring those kids home and you teach them yourself again. Because you know what it forces you to do? It forces you to look at their curriculum and to go, what are you talking about? How are you getting this information about this or that? And you can now reshape your kids. Look, I'm not telling you you want to educate the kids and pay for it, because that's essentially what they're asking us to do. I want my tax money back. But I am glad that I got a glimpse of what's going on. And I can tell you this, a kid in the 7th or 8th grade who's learning today isn't learning a fraction of what the kids in the 7th and 8th grade learned 40, 50 years ago. Not close. The reason why I can tell you this, I had one of my kids come home to homeschool, and I'm looking at his assignments and I'm going, kid, you're so much smarter than this. Why are you at this level? Don't misunderstand me. He's bright, he's acing all of this stuff, but he's in a work mode of, I'll get by with this. This is what they require. So I had him in, creative writing. I put him into calculus and trigonometry, understanding the math and going into the details. So not just, let's do the work, but to understand it. It's one thing to understand how math connects, because when you understand that, it makes it tremendously easier. When you understand how it connects. So that's what I did. And he fought me kicking and screaming for the 2 months that I had to train him. But you know what? He's going to go into the 9th grade going, this isn't that big of a deal. Trigonometry, calculus, just connect the dots. If I learn basic math and I get into algebra, I learn algebra well, that'll get me into calculus and some trigonometry. That'll get me into calculus. And trig, and then differential equations is pretty easy. If you decide you go linear algebra, you get a little bit more complicated. But look, I'm not trying to make the kid a mathematician. I just want him to understand how the world works. He's into baseball. I say, do you understand the physics of baseball? How hard the ball is thrown and how fast the bat swings and, impact of the ball to the bat and how that impacts the, where the ball goes, how far it can go, how hard it's been hit. The angle which the pitcher throws the ball, that determines is it going to be a sinker, a slider, or whatever, right? All these things are math and physics. And you're interested, aren't you? You're interested in the angle of the hop of the ball when it comes off the grass or the ground and things like this? All of it, when you understand it, the better you understand your world, the better you're going to be at whatever it is that you do. It doesn't mean he's going to be a physicist because he understands the physics of a baseball. It just means he's a better baseball player. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are here. Infiltrate the schools and universities. Then, if you want to be a good commie, take over the media. I'm just asking you, are these two things that have occurred in America where you can go, Kevin, this is really interesting little breadcrumbs leading to communism? We infiltrate the schools and the universities, make kids, the group think is practically identical in both primary school, secondary school, and higher ed. It's almost identical. Hate conservatives, America stinks, etc. Then get the media to reinforce your dogma, whatever that is. It leftist dogma. Let's reinforce it. Oh, America's an imperialist country. America hates black people, hates brown and black people. You can't get ahead in America as everybody gets ahead. You can't possibly get ahead. How are you getting ahead, Kevin Jackson? For shame. Install your people in government institutions. I talked to you guys the other day. The CDC. The CDC gave $285,000 to $1,000 Democrats to Republicans. 285-1. Look at any government agency you want. I can guarantee you they give more money to Democrats than they do to Republicans. It is loaded. Look at Comey's FBI. Look at Mueller's team. Mueller's team, I think it had 11 Hillary Clinton supporters. Not a single person that said openly, I support Donald Trump, gave money to Trump, worked with Trump or any of his satellites. Not one. And with all that, they could not, there was nothing to find. But with all the heavily overloaded investigation, they found nothing. Hey, I talked the other day about John Lewis dying. And I did a Marco Rubio. I confused Lewis and Elijah Cummings, and partly, not all the way. Because John Lewis has done no better in his district either. Elijah Cummings was Baltimore. And I associated John Lewis with Baltimore, which is what Marco Rubio did. But I do know the difference between those two black dudes. I just want y'all to be clear. But it doesn't matter which member of the Congressional Black Caucus dies. They start off probably wanting to really look at civil rights. Maxine Waters has a legitimate beef for civil rights. She's old enough to have gone back and looked at this. You know, she knows it personally. The problem is she brings it forward as a race pimp. But, you know, I just want to make that clarification. So what do we got? We got infiltrate schools and universities. We take over the media. These are the communists, the commies. Install your people in government institutions, which is what the Democrats have done. Then you take over the corporations. You make them woke, right? You got to get to your gender, LGBT, the transgender bathrooms. You got to make sure everybody's got all kinds of black this and women this and LGBT special rules and what have you. And then the final point is, you don't let anybody disagree. It must be the same. Anybody that disagrees gets crushed. You crush them. No mercy. This is the long game the communists have been playing for decades, playing out in America. And you know the difference? You have a very different mentality than any other group of people in the world. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work. Sorry, I'm late. Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
So I talked the other day about this article written by Glenn Lowry, one of the, or the youngest black man to get tenure at Harvard, an economist, and he's got a host of other degrees, and he's a very, very sharp guy. And he doesn't have it. He admits, I don't have the answers. And he kind of does, and I alluded to that when I was referencing his article. And it was a much longer article, and I wasn't able to do it justice, but I want to touch on a few of the things. And I'm going to wake some of the people up on our side of the aisle, and quite frankly, anywhere. I don't have a side, to be honest with you. My side is the side of truth. And if you like it, great. If you don't, well, screw you. You know, the point is that I'm not going to sugarcoat it because it's going to make you feel better, or you get to say, well, Kevin sides with me or whatever. No, I side with the truth, even when it hurts me. So that's always going to be my stance. I'm not even going to say my defense, because I defend nothing. I don't have anything to defend here. So I was thinking about, how do you sort of get back at people when they're talking about how woke they are and how much they want to help black folks and things like this? And I always like to give you guys tools that you can use so that you go, whoa, I hadn't thought about that. But that's a great way to cut to the chase. And just as Thomas said, Kevin, you have a way of just cutting things down to the quick. It's better than anybody, and I still take that as a compliment, and of course I always tell people that that is what Justice Thomas told me in his office. All right, so here we go. On the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com, today we're going to teach a few more lessons. That way you can download this or pass it along to friends and help them out. But see, you as a conservative, a Christian conservative, a Judeo-Christian American probably, somebody who believes in a higher thing, I'm going to tell you how you push back on the left without even breaking a sweat, okay? I'm going to make this easy for you. So these people that believe that they are helping black folks. Now, I'm going to tell you personally, I would love to debate one of them, because the first thing I would say is, you know, no offense, but if I were to choose a white person to help me, I would not choose you. I just wouldn't. You have no credentials for me to choose you. None. You don't have any real world experience. I would go down the list of things, and I would really demoralize them. I would demoralize them. It would be like, you know, a guy at a gentleman's club, and he's got all the money, and all the girls are gorgeous, but what he would do is he could pick them apart. No. You're a little too tall for me. You're too thin. You're too this. I don't like brown eyes. I want this or that. And when he's done, they would all feel bad. And so I would do the same thing. I would say, you lefty, you have no intellect. You have no frame of reference. You couldn't fight. You couldn't bust a grape in a fruit fight. Why would I pick you? What makes you think you are the person who should lead the charge for me? So that's the number one thing, is you can easily embarrass. So let's say, hey, just out of curiosity, I'm going to just throw everything away. If black people were to pick a champion, why would they pick you? Ask any look at the people who are protesting for BLM in any way, shape, or form. Whoever says, you know, Kevin, black people and black people need, and say, hey, let me just, all that may be true. Let's just say for the sake of discussion that it is. Let me ask you this. Why would they pick you? Are they that weak? Yeah, because they wouldn't. Ask a white, woke parent this question. If one of their children was drowning and a black child was drowning as well, and they could only save one child, which child would they save? Now, ask me that question, Kevin Jackson of the Kevin Jackson Show, and I go, I'd save my kid. And easily. And if you or any type of a parent, and I'm going to call you a parentist, okay, you would save yours. Now, I might go, well, that's kind of cruel, because if you had my son on your trip, and he was drowning with your boy, and you'd save your boy, I could certainly try to make you feel guilty. But I'm going to tell you this. You are not going to make me feel guilty, not Kevin Jackson, for telling you instantaneously I'd save my son. Now, what does that make me? It makes me a parent. Makes me a good parent. But if we give it some race, well, Kevin, would you save the white kid? No. Does it make me a racist? Not at all. It makes me a parentist. Because I'm going to save my kid. Sorry for yours. I'm saving mine. We will grieve together about yours, but I'm saving mine. And if you said the same thing to me, I would call you a parentist, and I would call you a smart human being, because that is the nature of things. That is what you try to do. Would you want to save both? Yes. Would I tell you, you know what, Bill, Barbara, Sarah, I wanted to save them both, but I couldn't. Had to make a choice. Save mine. You would have made the same choice. There's not a parent on the planet who would disagree with you. Yeah. So, those are the types of questions you got to pose to these people. If black lives matter, why do you save your kid? Yeah, simple reason. You save your kid because it's your kid. So, here's the collective child of America. You want to know what it is? It's the country. the country is what must be saved. That's what we all aspire. I mean, in terms of a dog in the fight, am I going to save black people, white people, brown people, Asian people? Who cares? You know what I'm going to save? I'm going to save the country. Period. I'm not worried about your black child, your white child, or anything else. I'm saving the country. But pose it. Ask them who they'd save. And then give them grief. Say, well, if you would save your white child, how can you tell me Black Lives Matter? Ooh, yeah. Exactly. Exactly. You are a parentess. And what it is you are in effect the parent of the nation. We bring on representatives and the president and all those people that work for us because we are the parent of this country and we want to save the country. And the country isn't about color. It's not about your sexual preferences or sex or your gender or anything else. It's about what's best for the country. So pose that question to them. Now, on the other side of this, I'm going to go back into this Glenn Lowry thing again, and we got a lot to talk about. There's corruption in Illinois. There's some fundraising numbers. There's some economic numbers I want to get into. But I want to dispel this idea of you being, you know, you're not woke enough because you're not for BLM. Black Lives Matter is a racist, terrorist organization run by Marxists who, one, does nothing for black people, and two, hates America. Hate your child. That's the deal. And if you believe anything other than that, you're just buying into the nonsense. And the minute that we push back on them and we stop this money flow, this goes away. And it's only going to go away when you finally get the guts to say, I'm not putting up with it anymore. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Survival food alert and a quick heads up. In an emergency situation, there may be a time you need to have an easy to transport, easy to conceal, almost perfect food to survive. You'd want a food that is so nutritionally dense that a couple of tablespoons per day is all you need to live on. And by that, I mean truly living well, staying smart, even strong for extended periods of time. So if you're looking for a standalone, super dense, superfood, or you'd just like to protein up your own food supplies, check this out. This superfood has 58 times the bioavailable iron of spinach, chock full of B vitamins, twice the chlorophyll of wheatgrass, 25 times the antioxidant power of carrots. And the phenolic phytonutrient compounds? Well, 31 times more than blueberries, a whopping 700 times more than apples. Go to BlueGreenBooster.com, BlueGreenBooster.com. Get maximum nutrition with minimum weight and bulk. BlueGreenBooster.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As violence continues to escalate around a federal justice center and courthouse in Portland, Oregon, White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says the president will take action.
Democrats continue to put politics above peace while this president seeks to restore law and order.
McEnany speaking during a White House briefing continues.
By any objective standard, the violence, chaos, and anarchy in Portland is unacceptable.
Riders on Monday were tearing away the protective barrier of the Portland Federal Courthouse piece by piece. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says he hopes the United States and United Kingdom can work out a quick trade deal. Pompeo in London on Tuesday meeting with UK leaders to discuss a number of issues. And President Trump's coronavirus briefings resume today. It will come as many states are dealing with outbreaks of the virus. You're listening to USA Radio News. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says another coronavirus stimulus bill must be smart and should include real, targeted solutions.
We need to find the right sort of middle ground that is smart and safe, but also more sustainable.
Opening the Senate, McConnell says Republicans are putting together a stimulus bill that focuses on kids, jobs, and health care. The NFL is still working out ways to play football during the coronavirus pandemic. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more on the story.
The NFL now considering canceling all preseason games for the upcoming season. Owners submitting a proposal to the Players Association as the two sides work to better outline safety guidelines during this pandemic. There is no word as to whether the players are going to accept that deal.
The NFL regular season is set to begin with the Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs hosting the Houston Texans on September 10th. This is USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Get into a discussion or a debate with a black leftist, and it won't take you very long before they're like, man, it's a white man, and a white man, and a white man. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. Having a very robust discussion on racism, blame game, victimization, things like this. And it's based on an article written by a guy named Glenn Lowry, Professor Glenn Lowry of Harvard. A black dude who thinks like I do. Thinks like we do, for the most part. And he's being interviewed by a student of his, and the guy wants to find out all the details around why his name is Edwin Yu or something like that. I know his last name is Yu. He's an Asian kid. And he's asking Lowry, you know, explain to me this stuff because I still have these issues. I still feel this angst, this guilt, if you will, and this idea that I should be feeling about, I should have some good feelings about Black Lives Matter. Because black lives do matter. White lives matter. Latino lives matter, etc. The thing that people feel guilty about is they go, I should really feel good that black lives matter. I mean, black lives do matter, Kevin. They do, but they don't supersede anybody else. If somebody wanted to put Latino lives matter, LLM, what would you think? Well, in this day and time, you'd go, oh, they're just trying to feed off Black Lives Matter. But I can't really say anything because they're brown. But if you did WLM, White Lives Matter, oh, you'd be in a world of trouble, right? Even All Lives Matter. When you are inclusive, you're in trouble. So there you go. Guys struggling with this. So anyway, it's white excuses. White. What would be the excuse if the money transferred hands from white to all black? And only LeBron and Jay-Z and Beyonce, they were the only people with money. What's the fundamental difference between wealthy blacks and wealthy whites? It's a good question, right? LeBron makes a ton of money and lives like few blacks. He builds a school, he donates a little money to, quote, black things, but on balance, he keeps the bulk of his money. So I ask the question, what does it matter that black people have money and power if very little of it gets to you? Do black people really, I mean, Barack Obama was president, how empowered were black people? What changed fundamentally? I'm going to give you the answer, because, you know, if we just leave a blank right here, that's what fundamentally changed. Absolutely nothing. Nothing fundamentally changed. Barack Obama was to change things for blacks. One woman thought Barack Obama's election meant all her bills were going to be paid. She's become an iconic figure in American politics in as much as Joe the Plumber. Obama came into the White House, you know, a chilly billionaire. Bill Ayers wrote his books for him. He was riding a wave of popularity. He's worth a couple million dollars, whatever. Now what's he worth? Many, many more millions of dollars. And it's easy to make for him. He has now eked out. If Barack Obama were to go away, which is what he should do, because he's done nothing for the country or the world, if he would just go away, keep his foot enough in politics to keep his speeches at $300,000-$400,000 a speech and the money flowing and get on a couple of boards and milk what little gravitas he supposedly has, he's going to make, the dude is worth $50 million a year whether he wants it or not. But what did he fundamentally change in the black community? Fewer black millionaires were made during the time of Obama than in the time of Reagan. But many blacks want to demonize Reagan and canonize Barack Obama. Why? Does color matter so much that you'll ignore that you feasted during the time of Ronald Reagan and you struggled during the time of Barack Obama, but you got to hold on to it, right? You got to sell that narrative that Barack Obama was better. Here's a thought experiment. If you can get to some black folks, if you know a couple, ask them who's helped them the most in life, a black person or a white person. They say, hey, Kev, I'm curious. I'm just curious now. Don't know the answer to this, but I'm curious as to what you would say. When you needed the most help in your life, or maybe you didn't need it, but somebody came along and helped you, who was the most influential in your life? I don't even have to think, not even a split second. I know exactly who the people are. The Mormon family and the Bauer family. Easily. Two white families. The most impact on my life than anybody else. And then there are people in between. Gunnery Sergeant Morton, I was just talking to his granddaughter. I said, do you realize your grandfather, your father, and your uncle are three of the people who have influenced my life the most? And she almost cried. She was like, you know, I was like, it's true. White guys. Military men. Well, the grandpa was gunnery sergeant in the Marine Corps, and his sons were athletes, great athletes, family of athletes, football players, and they taught me more about life than most people I know. I mean, I could live three lifetimes with other people and not learn what I learned there. Ask them, after you ask them who helped them the most, ask them who hurt them the most. Black person or white person? Wait on the shocking responses to these answers, folks. Steve Harvey owes his career to a white couple, but he's a racist. Oprah has openly said that a white man, a Jewish white man, is the reason for her ascension. LeBron James gets investment advice from Warren Buffett. Name me your black icon, and it won't take me long to find a white person who selflessly gave of himself or herself to support that black person. And yet, these people still have this victim attitude. I don't get it. Anyway, let me get back to this this article. You ask you, why you? He asked Professor Lowry. He says, when you were growing up in Chicago, you got crime all around you. No one in your family could hold down a job. There's lead in the wall. School is a waste of time for 6 hours a day. No books in your house. That's certainly not the upbringing that I had. Lowry says, sure, it's not. Well, what's racial about that? He goes, aren't there white people in that situation? Latinos? He says, if structural racism explains everything, then it doesn't explain anything. There's lead in the water because the municipality hasn't properly maintained it. Because the tax base is too low, too scant to be able to support that kind of infrastructure investment needed to get decent water delivered to people. And the teachers' union blocked the efforts to try to reform schools to charter schools, and the local school district is strapped because of low values of the property surrounding it, and the state is unwilling to help. These are all problems. I agree with you. Those are problems, but they are American problems. to construe them as the consequence of something called structural racism, in my opinion, is not only to get causality wrong, but more importantly, to impede the kind of politics that would end up effectively addressing the problem, which would be a working class politics on behalf of a decent provisioning to Americans, period. And I don't dispute the fact that there's unequal opportunity in society. Sure there is. Some people, and I'm just going to focus on the last part, unequal opportunity, because we believe America gives everyone an equal opportunity, right? That's what it says. And it does. You may have to work harder for it. If you want your own business and your daddy's rich, your daddy might do what Donald Trump did, give him a loan and he starts his business. But that doesn't mean Donald Trump was guaranteed success. At some point, daddy could have said, okay, we're done. I'm not giving you anymore because you keep failing at it. Maybe you don't need $1 million. I'll tell you this. I would love to have a free $1 million in case there's anybody out there that wants to do this, because we would certainly take advantage of it. I'm talking about in a good way. But I don't need $1 million. If I had $500,000, I think I could build a multi-million-dollar, possibly a $1 billion organization. Just getting started with that. Adjusting for inflation, Donald Trump might have to have $5 million now to do what he did with his million. But I could still use $500,000 free and clear. We are off to the races with my organization. So there is I don't have the same advantage to go to Trump, but I'll tell you this, I have no question in my mind that I could accomplish a lot under the same circumstances. And the equal opportunity piece is, Kevin, what are you willing to do? How much are you willing to do to make that happen? That's equal. Because it's your choice. So, we're always having these constant discussions about despairing. And, when does it end? Are LeBron's kids or Jay-Z's kids, are they going to have these issues when they grow up? Is anybody going to be talking about the disparity of their incomes?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. teamgaday.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Look at the people in this table. Look at our backgrounds. Just think that in 1961, as a 13-year-old, by myself, on my way to Spain, I wasn't even coming here. I arrived in this great country. And almost 60 years later, I'm sitting next to the President of the United States, talking about the American dream, the only country in the world, no other country in the world, that you can start a business from the trunk of your car, and within a very few years, with hard work, commitment, and all the core values that we learn from this very culture of ours, we can become very important to our future. We can become those people who make the next generation better than the one before. This is the only country. Why do you think you had to close the borders?
because everybody in the world wants to come over here. Nobody's ever forced to come over here. We come over here, in my case, because my parents chose that I would not be indoctrinated by the communist country, by the totalitarian country, by the totalitarian regime. They don't educate children. Absolutely not. And this is something that we need to understand. What is happening in our backyard today, I experienced as an 11-year-old. I remember vividly all the promises that a guy named Castro gave on how 99% of the people swallow the pill.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. That was Maximo Alvarez, president of Sunshine Gasoline, explaining, I'm sitting here with the president, poor kid from Cuba. No prospects in that country. I came here because I got lucky. Fortunate to be here. Yeah, glad you guys are still hanging with me. Yep, I didn't think you were going to go anywhere. I really didn't. It's a toss-up. You got a lot you could do during the breaks, but you hung in there. So I'm talking about Glenn Lowry's article. Well, it was an interview he did with a former student, a guy named Yu. Why Yu? I'm guessing an Asian guy. I don't know many black people named Yu or white folks. And Yu is got this. You can tell he feels bad because he wants to support the concept of Black Lives Matter. Any other time in history, you'd go like, well, what do Black Lives Matter more than any other life, right? It's a no-brainer. But we live in a time where you can't push back on that or else people go, ooh, look at you, Mr. Racist. So you says to Professor Lowry, what about the policies that might help bridge the disparity between blacks and whites within society? I love this idea that there's this big disparity. Let me ask you. So if Jay-Z, and I'm just using him, they claim he's worth $1 billion. I don't know if he is or he isn't. But let's just say that he is. If he's hanging out with a white guy worth $100 million, and Jay-Z's worth 10 times what this white guy's worth, do we talk about that disparity? Who's a guy that did beats? Dr. Dre? He's a bona fide billionaire. Same thing. L.A. Reid, this guy bought his son, his 16-year-old son, threw him a party that I heard cost a couple $1 million, and then bought him a Maybach for his 16th birthday. It's a $250,000 car. I mean, there's a lot of white folks going, I can't do that for my kids. In fact, most of my friends can't do that for their children. They wouldn't even do it for themselves, much less their kids. Really? That's the disparity? So Lowry goes on, he says, well, we've got affirmative action, or what's called diversity and inclusion. We have institutions trying very hard to manage their affairs in such a way that they increase the representation of, he calls them, African Americans in their midst. He says, we can talk about reparations. People talk about wealth disparity. They say there should be an acknowledgement of the historical indebtedness to blacks that is accrued from the history of slavery and Jim Crow segregation. I'm not a fan of this or reparations. And, of course, Lowry and I agree. I'm not a fan of it either. Then Yu says, but if there's no available policy intervention and there's no way we can change people's minds, then it's hopeless. Is disparity always going to be the case? Yes, he says, my answer is it's hopeless. Let me rephrase the question, he says, and I'm channeling Thomas Sowell now. You have two alternatives. You can live with disparities, or you can live in totalitarianism. Again, hyperbolic, I know. No, I'm not talking about Eastern Europe circa 1960, but look at it this way. There can't be a disparity without somebody being on top. People don't recognize this. What groups are on top? What about the Jews? You could say there are too many Jews in a position of influence. If there are too few black lawyers who are partners in big firms, doesn't it follow that there are too many Jews who are partners at these big firms? If there are too few blacks who are professors of mechanical engineering at places like Carnegie Mellon, why aren't there too many Korean professors at these places? If the system is structured to deny the potentiality of black humanity, then the system is structured as to affirm the humanity of the particular groups that are overrepresented in the prized venues of American life. People don't realize that they're playing with fire when they take these disparities as ipso facto evidence of systematic failure. They insist on wholesale interventions into people's exercise of their liberty in order to enact a reduction or elimination of disparities. Yet a world without any disparities is a world where you don't have so many, name your group, who've got so much money or so many prizes. There are only so many positions. There is no underrepresentation without overrepresentation. This is arithmetic. It's like saying this, folks. Let me translate, and I'm stopping with what Lowry was saying. At some point, if I have a number of people, 1 to 100, I have half the people who are doing worse than the other half. Yes or no? I could give everybody $1,000 today. And by tomorrow, I will have half that are doing better than the other half. End of story. So, if you know that as a mathematical principle, why are you telling, oh, you must be part of the haves or the have-nots? Because once we set that line, you're either one or the other. We could all start out equally, but somebody's going to draw a line and go, you're being oppressed. Why? Because I had to spend money on a doctor or a lawyer or an attorney or somebody that's generating a product. Because if you're on welfare, you are not ever going to generate a product. All you can do is give your money away. But if you find yourself a reasonable trade, a career, then the money's going to flow back and forth. And guess what? You may still have to pick your strata. There are people that go, we're looking for a home. You know what the realtor asks? The first question they ask? Well, are you a poor person or a rich person? Are you a have or a have not? They don't ask that. They say, what price range are you looking to afford? And you know what? There are very, very wealthy people that go, I think we're just looking, you know, something in the $500,000 range. They could afford $10 million. They don't want it. So you could be very poor. You know what poor people do? They go, I want that $1 million home, even though they can only afford $250,000 home. That's why they end up bankrupt. So what Lowry is saying is that there is no win here. Yeah, there's always going to be a disparity. That would be like saying, you know, you're 5'10" and your wife is 5'3", but you want 6'4" Titans so you can go have them play for the Dallas Cowboys. Well, guess what? You married the wrong chick. It's not going to happen. And you don't have the genetic pool necessarily to get them there. But is that a disparity? No. You're going to have kids that are going to figure out what they want to do. He says, what is the nature of the world that we live in? Why would I ever expect that there would be parity across the board between ethnic, racial, cultural, and ancestral populations, population groups in an open society? It's a contradiction because difference is a very fact of groupness. What do I mean by group? Well, it's genes to some degree. It's cultural. It's networks, social affiliations of intermarriage and kinship. I mean, the shared narrative, the same hopes, dreams, stories, practices of parenting and filial piety, whatever else there may be. I got to leave it there, folks, but I think you get my point. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.